Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 31st, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump says the United States carried out a strike on a dock area linked to Venezuelan drug smuggling operations. Trump described a major explosion at a site where boats were allegedly loaded with narcotics, though he did not disclose the exact location. U.S. media outlets CNN and The New York Times reported the blast was caused by a CIA drone strike, which, if confirmed, would mark the first known U.S. operation on Venezuelan soil. Colombian President Gustavo Petro said the target was a cocaine processing facility in Maracaibo allegedly linked to the ELN guerrilla group. Venezuela has not officially responded. The strike signals a possible escalation in Washington's pressure campaign against President Nicolas Maduro, whom the U.S. accuses of leading a narco-terrorist network. Another news. Mexican authorities have seized motorcycles worth an estimated $40 million belonging to Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder now on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. The FBI said 62 high-end motorcycles, including rare racing models, were recovered from four properties around Mexico City, alongside luxury art, drugs, and two Olympic gold medals. Wedding, who competed at the 2002 Winter Olympics, is accused of running a major international drug trafficking network under cartel protection. Last month, officials also seized a $13 million Mercedes hypercar linked to him. U.S. authorities allege Wedding ordered dozens of killings across North America and Latin America after his release from prison in 2011. A $15 million reward remains in place for information leading to his arrest. Around the world, Israel has announced it will revoke the licenses of 37 aid organizations operating in Gaza and the occupied West Bank, forcing them to halt activities within 60 days. Affected groups include major international NGOs such as ActionAid and the Norwegian Refugee Council. Israeli authorities said the organizations failed to meet new registration requirements, including providing complete staff details, citing security concerns. The decision drew strong criticism from foreign ministers in 10 countries, who warned it would severely impact access to healthcare and essential services in Gaza, where humanitarian conditions remain dire. Israel insists aid will continue through approved channels, including UN agencies. Aid groups argue the new system is vague and politicized and could cripple humanitarian operations at a critical time. Another news. China has pledged to resolutely oppose and forcefully counter U.S. arms sales to Taiwan as Beijing positions itself as a stabilizing force amid rising global tensions. Speaking in Beijing, Foreign Minister Wang Yi criticized trade wars and warned Washington against interfering in China's core interests. His remarks came after the U.S. approved an $11 billion arms package for Taiwan, prompting China to launch live-fire military drills around the island for a second day. Taiwan reported dozens of rockets fired during the exercises. Wang said any attempt to block China's unification with Taiwan would fail, while also emphasizing the importance of U.S.-China cooperation. The drills have raised regional concerns about escalation across the Taiwan Strait. Another news. Guinea's military leader, General Mamadi Doumbouya, has been declared the winner of the country's presidential election, securing nearly 87% of the vote, according to provisional results. Doumbouya seized power in a coup 4 years ago and had previously promised not to run for office. Civil society groups and opposition figures have condemned the election as a charade, citing the exclusion of major challengers and alleged irregularities. Internet monitoring groups reported temporary restrictions on social media platforms following the vote, raising concerns about censorship. The victory grants Doumbouya a 7-year mandate, pending validation by the Supreme Court. Critics warn the result could entrench military rule and delay Guinea's return to civilian democracy. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.